But here's another weighty issue marked by secrecy in Australia. The way in which asylum seeker claims are handled, are processed in this country. And to an asylum seeker case that has one Queensland high school community reeling.
My name is Mojgan Shamsadipur. I came to Australia in 2012 and we applied for a permanent visa, but unlikely immigration rejected us and they said that my brother and I, we are not refugee. And then after living in community for 2.5 years, they sent me back to detention camp and it's now 7 months I'm in detention camp, 8 months actually. They're saying that I'm not refugee. They're saying, I don't know, they're saying that we don't have the reason for being refugee.
So, but were you given a reason, because you're in community detention essentially on a bridging visa, were you given a reason as to why you were put back in the detention centre?
They just told me that they're not believing that I'm refugee and I have to go back to my country.
And how do you feel about being sent back to Iran? Why did you leave?
I lived from Iran to save my life. Actually, my brother helped me to come here. He saved me. I was only 16, 17 when I left Iran. And if I send back, I already told immigration, I will die in Iran. Our government will kill me. And they will arrest me first, torture me and wrap me, everything. And finally, they will kill me. And I told immigration, if it, a stage come, that stage come and they want to deport me, I will kill myself before to go Iran. Die in peacefully is better than die with torture and rapt. I need help from Australia. That's all I need.
Now that's the voice of 21-year-old Iranian woman Mojgan Shamsalipour, as heard in an interview with the ABC's Eric Torchek last week. And we haven't verified the details around her asylum seeker claim, but Mojgan is in the last months of completing year 12 at Yeronga State High School in Brizzy, where she has been studying for a few years now. She also recently got married. But after her asylum seeker claim was rejected, she has been living in Brisbane's Immigration Transit Accommodation Centre. On Friday last week, though, it's been reported she was taken involuntarily from her Brisbane residence in the accommodation centre to a detention centre in Darwin, where her brother is as well. The Immigration Department says that the reasons were operational, not related to her interview with the ABC. But the timing is interesting. Mojgan is one of a number of Iranian asylum seekers who have been put back in detention while negotiations are apparently underway to return them to Iran after their asylum claims have been rejected. But members of Mojgan's community at Yeronga High School in Brisbane are distressed by her case and are speaking out. Jessica Walker is a member of the Yeronga State High School's PNC. She joins us this morning on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
Who is Mojgan?
Mojgan is, she's obviously still very distressed about what's occurring for her. However, she has seen the support that the Yeronga State High School PNC community have been rallying to speak out about what's happening. And she has hope that, you know, her story is being heard and that people are supporting her. She said to me recently that she would just wants to express her deep gratitude and love for the people who are stepping up. She's overwhelmed at the outpouring of support for her.
What do you know, Jessica, about how she came to be living in Australia and seeking asylum?
She, Mojgan, was sexually assaulted and raped multiple times by more than one person when she was living in Iran. She was the thing that tipped her over and caused her to leave in the end, and her brother to actually rescue her and take her away, was that she was threatened that she would need to marry a much, much older man, a man who was, she believes was in his late 50s, possibly early 60s, if she ever wanted to see her mother again. She suffered mental and physical abuse while she was in Iran, and she was being constantly oppressed, and she felt that if she did not leave, that her life would be not worth living.
Did she come to Australia with her brother or with her extended family or just her and her brother?
Just her and her brother. So her brother understood the danger that Mojgan was in, and together they decided that they needed to leave.
What do you know about what happened last Friday and the circumstances surrounding that?
Last Friday was extremely traumatic. I actually received a phone call from Mojgan in the morning. I missed the call because I was driving at the time, but she told me that none of the children in the detention centre were being allowed to go to school that morning. So they'd all had breakfast, got dressed for school, were ready to go, and the detention centre staff said, no one's going for school today. And on the message she left me, she said she was very worried about what that meant for her. I then spoke with her husband, Millard. He called me. He was on his way out to the detention centre to see what was happening. I urged him to be calm because we didn't know if it was about Mojgan at that stage. I thought it could just be something entirely, you know, unrelated to that, that perhaps there was something else going on. But then we learned that Mojgan, after I'd spoken with Millard, the detention centre was kind of put in lockdown. People were told to stay in their individual blocks. And five guards, Serco guards, came to look for Mojgan. Now, at that stage, Mojgan was terrified. She long feared that she would be suddenly transferred to Darwin. She had no warning of this. We had no warning of it. And she was hiding. And the three female Serco guards came and found where she was hiding in her block and pulled her hair out of her head, pulled her hands behind her back and dragged her on the ground out of her block into the interview room. And apparently one of the guards said to her, "We've done a good job in doing this."
Clarify, is this information that she directly has told you, Jessica?
No, she's told this to her husband, Millard, and he shared this with the PNC.
The PNC at your school, Yeronga State High School there in Brisbane, had a meeting a couple of nights ago.
Yes.
What was the mood in the room?
The parents and the citizens, the people who were there, were just so shocked that this had happened. Our community is a very close-knit community. We consider our school community to be like a big extended family. It's something that really at the heart of Yeronga State High School is this feeling of community, looking out for each other, looking after each other, and being like each other's family. So for us, Mojgan is like our sister, our daughter, and to have that person suddenly taken away is just devastating. That there were students at that PNC meeting who were in tears, our parents in tears, and they're just all so shocked that something like this could happen in Australia. It's not the Australia they believe they're living in.
Is she the only asylum seeker student on a bridging visa or a temporary visa or whatever her arrangement has been in the high school?
No, there are 47 students who are either with bridging visas or in community detention at the school. And those students are understandably very scared. They're very frightened. They were saying things like, well, who's next? Who could be taken next? Who could be put into detention? Some of them expressed at the meeting, you know, in this country, if you don't have permanent residency visa, you're nothing. You are nobody. And nobody cares about you. So they're very distressed.
Jessica Walker is with us. She's a member of the PNC at Yeronga State High School in Queensland, in Brisbane. We're discussing the case of one of the students at the school, 21-year-old Iranian woman, Mojgan Shamsalipour, who was taken from where she was staying at an accommodation centre. She's an asylum seeker. Her asylum seeker claim was rejected and she was taken to Darwin at no notice. Here's the thing, though. Mojgan has clearly had her asylum claim rejected. There would be reasons for this. Jessica is subject to official immigration department processes, as will the other asylum seeker students there at the high school. So this is an eventuality, an official process that surely the school has to prepare for and its asylum seeker students for.
Yes, that's right. So at the school we have, I mean, it before this actually occurred, those students who are in this kind of time of limbo, we've had to be proactive. The PNC has had to be proactive around how we support those students. And we've been talking with the school about what the school is doing to support. And the school has a full-time guidance officer. They've also recruited a youth welfare worker to deal with the additional demand of counselling these students and trying to allay their anxiety around what will happen next to them. We have an art therapist 2 days a week at school to support these young people because it's just such a difficult time for them.
There was a rally on the weekend in Brisbane, I gather, to protest against her removal to the Darwin detention facility. Who attended that, and what was the atmosphere there?
Yeah, it was actually a rally that was put on by a group of health professionals who were protesting against the Border Force Act that was preventing them from speaking out about the young people that they support and the dangers that they're in. And we heard about that rally, and we thought that that would be a great platform to talk about Mojgan. So the people at that rally were the school community. So Yeronga PNC, all of our networks and other people from the school community, over 20 of our students, our Yeronga State High School students were there, extended members of the community, so people from other schools, from the school that Mojgan was at before she came to our school. There were people from various universities. Mojgan was involved in the Women of the World Festival, which was a festival in Brisbane not so long ago.
Which we broadcast live from.
Yes, yes. So she performed at that festival. She was dancing there. So people who knew her from in that forum were attending. And basically friends and family of our school who know what our school is like and have had some involvement with the students there. They were all at the rally.
But again, she is being subject to legal processes which are taking their course. Do you as a school community really think you have a place to have a voice on her case outside of those legal processes?
Absolutely. As a PNC, we really feel that we need to step up and speak up when something is happening that we don't feel is right. So we feel that what is happening with Mojgan is not right and it's not fair. And we feel like that we didn't give permission for things like this to happen in our country. And we feel like in standing up and campaigning that we're actually showing what we believe the real Australia to be. Because we believe the real Australia are people with compassion who care about care passionately about what is fair and right and giving people a fair go. And we believe that in this case that's not happening.
But contentious for a high school community which would probably have diverse views, I would imagine, Jessica.
Yes, there are diverse views in our high school community, but as a PNC we are completely unanimous in feeling that this is very much the wrong thing that is happening with Mojgan. Above and beyond all the wider issues, the most critical issue for us is that she has been taken with only 3 months left of her high school education. So we can't understand why she would be removed from Brisbane at this particular time, because it's not only devastating for her, but for the students in Year 12 who are her very close friends. We've got a very close group of Year 12 students. This is the most critical time of their education, of their high school education.
And what's been the impact on them this week?
Oh, they can't. They've got all these assignments and assessments coming up that are critical for when they finish their schooling and are going to determine, you know, the university courses they can apply for and all those sorts of things. They're telling me, their parents, they can't think, they can't concentrate. They just keep thinking about what's happening to Mojgan and what they can do to help her.
Has the school community just finally received an official update or notification of what will happen next to Mojgan?
We have heard nothing. As far as we're concerned, she's still a student at our school. We have had no information to tell us that she is no longer a student. We've had no official information to tell us that she has left our school. So we've received no updates about Mojgan's status.
Look, Jessica Walker, thank you very much for explaining what you understand about this student's case there at Yeronga High School. I appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us on Life Matters.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
And we were discussing the case of Mojgan Shamsalipour, an Iranian woman who is doing her Year 12 at Yeronga State High School. She's been removed into detention in Darwin after her asylum seeker claim was rejected, and the school community, as you can hear, is campaigning around her case. Interesting to hear what's going on there in Yeronga State High School, and obviously a wider number of students are affected at that school who are also having asylum seeker claims heard.